Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve, September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News. Officials say the airport fire near Los Angeles has burned at least 115 homes, charring about 37 square miles now. The fire is blamed on public works crew using heavy equipment. Germany tightening its borders.
The polls show Olaf Scholz's government has been out of touch with the German people on the issue for a long time. Now, this change imposed as the country begins random checks at its borders with five Western European nations as it cracks down on irregular migration and expanding a system of controls that are already in place at four other borders. Also fueling the new hardline approach, Germans fed up with recent knife attacks at the hands of some would-be asylum seekers. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Apple releases iOS 18 today. Updates include a customizable home screen, a new control center, new iMessage feature. Also in there, locking apps with Face ID and game mode as well. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Wisconsin on Friday. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, September 28th, Ogama is having their Christmas tree festival. There will be a craft show and a flea market at the town hall and throughout the town. This event is presented by the Ogama Area Our Town Association and will feature things such as a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale and a pie sale, food trucks and other vendors, Christmas tree and wreath contests, a beanbag tournament, a kickball tournament, an antique car event, and a fireman's dance. There will also be an 11 a.m. parade, and the Ogama Public Library will be having a book sale. And don't forget, there will be free coffee and hot cocoa provided while supplies last, so be sure to get there early. Once again, that is Saturday, September 28th for the Ogama Christmas Tree Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Got pine cones? Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources state nurseries are paying $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. I'll tell you how you can help the DNR out and make a little cash while you're doing it when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR needs your help collecting red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. State nurseries will pay collectors to bring in the cones. The DNR has a network of seed and cone buying stations scattered across the Badger State. September is a prime month to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. State nurseries pay $125 per bushel for red pine cones and $60 per bushel for white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in 2 to 3 hours when the crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel usually takes about an hour. Store the cones in breathable containers in a cool, dry place and deliver the cones to one of the DNR's buying stations as soon as possible. Find more details and a list of DNR buying stations at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Sell Tree Seed. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MuroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58.
98 Q Country.
To watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. But you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she could change.
Girlhood happens in a your time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. When I'm a mile away from perfect, there's a curse word, man, I've cursed her. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse for a man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one man heaven I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks.
Country.
Lipstick letter across the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby. You left without warning. Like a thief in the night, you ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go. Guess I'll do a little wishful drinking. Make a whiskey wish upon a star. Train whistle blowing down the track. Lonesome sound says she ain't coming back. It's such a cold blow from out of the dark. That ain't no way to go.
After
They are Brooks and Dunn, 98Q Country. Joel Karnick here. How you doing? Monday morning, beautiful sunny day. Man, it just doesn't feel like fall, and the leaves are very confused. Usually we have a lot of changing of colors by this time, but because of the warm weather and the warm overnights, I think that's delayed some of the turning of the leaves in a lot of areas anyway. Temperatures will cool off a little bit. I mean, we had, was it yesterday or Saturday, where it was just humid out? I mean, it was humid. And temperatures will continue to at least be in the 70s, it looks like, here through the week. And mainly dry weather with, 70s at least, 80 actually. I mean, they're talking about 83 for today, 81 tomorrow, 80 on Wednesday, 79 on Thursday, 78 on Friday. And even in the next week, temperatures will linger close to 70 degrees. So Mother Nature not going to flip the switch on us quite yet into fall as we wind down the official summer. When is the beginning of fall? I saw that somewhere, but it begins it begins when it snows, right? The changing of the seasons on the calendar here in northern Wisconsin especially are just meaningless to us. We know that once October 1st hits, anything is legal. I mean, we could get a snowstorm at any point in October, and it would not surprise us at any point for our 80-degree high temperatures to turn into a snowy morning within like 48 hours. That's not going to happen this week, but that stuff just doesn't surprise us. Thank you to everybody who texted us the keyword at the 7 o'clock hour. We got another one coming up later this morning, and several chances, at four chances a day for you to win. And all you have to do is just put that Civic Media app on your phone. That's going to give you access to 98Q and 103.1 on your phone all the time. You know what's pretty cool? And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but when the Badgers play, you can listen to Badger football on the Civic Media app. We don't carry the Badgers, but some of our other Civic stations do. And you can listen to Badger football on your phone through the Civic Media app also. So not only that, but when the Packers and Brewers are on, we can't. So there's a lot of rules in there. They just tell me what to tell you. So Badgers, yes, on the app. Brewers and Packers, no. And everything else, the morning show, Travis and Gray and everybody, you can listen right there through your phone. You don't need a radio. What I'm telling you is you don't need the radio anymore. It's nice to have it, but you can just listen through your phone, put your earbuds in, and the quality is just crazy. Crazy good. So another chance for you to text to win comes up a little bit later on this morning in our Goal for the Green or Gold text to win contest. Cash, gold jewelry, and tickets to see Green Bay in New Orleans on December 23rd. Some of the prizes were given away. Birthdays are next. If you have a local birthday, we'd be glad to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win the cake at 715-762-3221. We'll get to our birthday celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Madison Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Mrs. K at the Park Falls Public Library is searching for Barbie dolls of any type for a kids' craft. Any condition is acceptable, and the library would like you to drop them off by Mrs. K's desk as soon as possible. Catkins Animal Rescue is preparing for fall with their annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. This will be on Saturday, October 19th, with registration beginning at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. You can register same day, but anybody who registers by September 28th can be promised a t-shirt, so they encourage you to register early. This will be taking place at the Phillips Municipal Building, that's 174 South Ader Avenue, and will be a non-competitive two-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, that's dog-friendly and people-friendly. Dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, they will have a grilled lunch, a bake sale raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. For more information and to register, Catkins has a Facebook post. Just find them on Facebook at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On the local sports scene, high school football from Friday night, we had three good rivalry games Friday night. Phillips at home, they top Rib Lake 56-38 to go to 2-1 on the year. Shawamigan with a 30-22 win over Prentice in a back and forth game. Shawamigan moves to 2-1. You can relive that Shawamigan Prentice game that was aired on 103.1. Steve Jetland had the call on that. You can relive that under the sports tab at 98qcountry.com. Mellon a winner over Birchwood Winter 38-32 on Friday night. All that in 8-man action. In 11-man, Mosinee top Lakeland. T-Birds fall to 3-1. Mosinee wins at 26-7. Medford moves to 3-1 with a 40-0 win over Merrill. And Northland Pines falls to 3-1. They lose to Antigo over the weekend 27-21. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98Q Country. While you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
Another keyword coming up later on this morning, so stay tuned for that. Birthday wishes. Diane Huffman is celebrating a birthday. Diane, happy birthday to you. And that is from your cousins. Hope you have a great day. If you're celebrating here on the 16th day of September, you share your day with these other celebrities, such as Alexis Bledel, the actress from TV's Gilmore Girls and others, is 42 today. Amy Poehler, actress, Saturday Night Live, and she went on to do a lot of movies after that, 53 today. Mark Anthony, the Puerto Rican singer-actor, is divorced from Jennifer Lopez. He is 55 today. Who else we have here? Molly Shannon, the comic actress. I'm 50. Saturday Night Live, and then she went on to do some other stuff, too. She's 60 today. I wonder if she's walking around on her birthday saying, I'm 60. 60. Terry McBride of McBride and the Ride, one of the sisters. She is 66 today. Jennifer Tilly, she got Best Supporting Actress nomination in 1995 for Bullets Over Broadway and many others. She's 66 today. David Copperfield, the magician, real name is David Kotkin, K-O-T-K-I-N. David Copperfield is 68 today. We got Mark McEwen, the rock radio host, became a TV personality, CBS This Morning. And after relocating to Florida, he spent several years as a local news anchor. He's 70 today. Mickey Rourke, he nominated for a Best Actor Oscar and won a Golden Globe in 2009 for his comeback movie, The Wrestler. He is 74 today, Mickey Rourke. David Bellamy, celebrating a birthday today. He and his older brother, Howard, hit number one with Let Your Love Flow back in 1976. The Bellamy, one half of the Bellamy brothers, David Bellamy, 74 today. Ed Begley Jr., the actor, Saint Elsewhere. You know him as, and others. He is 75 today. Peter Falk, Mr. Columbo himself. He did other stuff, too, earlier and some later, but we'll always know him as Columbo. Peter Falk, born on this day, 1927, passed in 2011. B.B. King, the Memphis blues legend, enjoyed his biggest pop success with a 1970 single, The Thrill Is Gone. B.B. King, born on this day, 1925, passed in 2015. Lauren Bacall, best known for her performance with husband Humphrey Bogart in the 1940 film To Have and Have Not. She was also in The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, Key Largo. Born on this day, 1924, Lauren Bacall, real name Betty Joan Persky. Lauren Bacall passed in 2014. And Mr. Candid Camera himself, Alan Funt. I don't want to say he was the guy who birthed reality TV, but I think there's a deep root in that. When he started the show where it was just unheard of before that to take a camera live on the street and just catch people doing funny things and maybe pull practical jokes on them. And then the show kind of, you know, it transformed and progressed into various forms of the show where they took it to new levels. And now, the things they do to try to, you know, impractical jokers can thank Alan Funt and Candid Camera. There's any doubt about that. So the original creator of the show, Candid Camera, Alan Funt, born on this day, 1914. He passed back in 1999.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Stay tuned for more chances to text and win. By the way, our text to win contest is brought to you by Nemeth Implement, your authorized dealer for Bush Hog, for Bobcat, for Mahindra, and many other weekly local, they do local deliveries, all right? So they have carry many other brands too, but they do local deliveries to the area. So see them at Nemeth Imp, that's N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthIMP.com. And they're on Facebook, too, to check out their What Is It Wednesday.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at TreatCOVID19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58.
98Q Country.
Tuesday night, crowded bar. Some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him, so he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke, cat calls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times, find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something. Whoa. Look at me and I think you'll see. Roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone. Catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them say, lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might be looking for some.
Alone tonight.
downtown. Move it! Down in the holler. Woo-hoo! Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah. 98Q Country.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed, couldn't wait to get going. Wasn't quite readily. So when I sin, pure and sweet American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend.
Do-do-do-do.
same broke hearts. Wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope, folks. We're all in the same boat. If you're holding, take those shots and keep reloading if you can't be nice. Don't say nothing at all. So help somebody, mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard.
The Zach Brown Band at 98Q Country. Our text to win contest continues. Another keyword coming later this morning. We've still got tickets to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. They're free over in the Twin Cities, running weekends through the end of September. Give us a call if you want a couple of tickets on that. If you can use them, 715-762-3221. Badgers played Alabama over the weekend. We kind of saw that coming, right? Yeah. The tell you what, the and I'm not saying the NIL was a direct cause of this game, but with the NIL stuff and college football being a paid sport, those of you who don't pay much attention to college football, may be news to you right now when I tell you that college football players are being paid upwards of $4 or $5 million a year to play. Many of them making a couple hundred thousand at least, not all of them. Percentage of players that are making $100,000 or more, probably pretty small, but it is a pay for play thing with the NIL deals. If a college has the resources, you can go out now and you can buy yourself a good team. Can you do that in the NFL? No, you can't. There's a salary cap in the NFL, and college football is a free for all right now. If you got a booster who's a zillionaire and they want to go out and pay a whole bunch of money to players to come in and play for them, they can do it. They can do it. And the eligibility issues are, you know, there's a guy who plays for, is it Miami, I think? His name is Cam McCormick. And this year he's playing his ninth year of college football. Well, he hasn't played a full year every year. He's had some injury things, but this is his ninth year in college. Playing. He's 26 years old, and he's still playing football. It just seems kind of ridiculous. I mean, at some point, shouldn't you, like, have to, like, be a part of the college? I mean, just, like, at least show up on campus and maybe go to Herbert and Gerbert's and buy a sandwich or something. I don't know. Do something on the college. But the guy's been playing college football technically for his ninth year now. And college football is, for me personally, is just, I'm really not interested. With that said, I did watch some college football on Saturday. I watched the Badgers play a little bit. I watched the Gophers play a little bit. So I shouldn't say that doesn't interest me because I still have a link to it from my youth and watching and listening to the college football. But it's out of line. I think everybody wants the players to get paid, but it went from zero to a lot real fast. And now that's like there's no rules out there at all. Also, I noticed over the weekend, you notice there were at least two incidents over the weekend in the NFL where sideline people got injured. And there was one last night where there was a guy running the chain gang. And I'm getting older, and I'm telling you right now, there is no way you could make me run the chain gang on the sideline of an NFL game. It moves way too fast, way too fast. And eventually the chain gang is going to be gone from the sideline. They almost did it this year. Probably did some research and figured that they weren't going to boot them out this year. The technology is there. They don't need the chain gang on the sideline. And I'm with you, old school. I'm like, yeah, I love it when they bring out the chains and they extend it. But here's a problem. the chain gang on the sidelines and just the people in general on the sidelines, when you look at how fast these NFL players are moving and how big they are, and the number of people that are standing within 2 or 3 yards of the out-of-bounds line on the sideline is absolutely insane. There should be at least a 10-yard buffer of anybody. If you're a player or a coach, fine. But everybody else, you should be just not there. There's network reporters. There's the guys with the boom mics, you know. Some guy got nailed last night. Man, I think it was a girl, actually, lady. She went down really hard. And I've been on the sideline of a professional football game, and there's no way I'd be down there that close to the action because you think, oh, you just get out of the way. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You don't get out of the way that fast. And there was an elderly gentleman who took a pretty hard knock to the head last night. I mean, they spent about 10 minutes delaying that game. So it's time to move people off the sidelines. And except here's what we should do. Get a chain gang. There should still be a chain gang on the sideline, but they all should be WWE wrestlers. I think that would work out really good.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Imagine John Cena down there with a first and 10. It would add something to the game.
I like it.
It's 8:57. We're going to take a look at the news. More text to win chances a little later this morning. We're going for the greener gold with Civic Media and 98Q Country.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again. Just one more time, but a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was standing like a fool, AM, FM, XM too, but I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Then it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss.